This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just joning on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, aha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 74. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez. Just a two-man show today. Ryan Clary is out. Drab, will you please read the text message excuse that Ryan Clary gave as to why he is not here for Bit Season?
What are the chances this is believable? Doesn't even, I mean...
How much sense does this thing make?
All right, Clary called out last night. Star of the week, by the way, on the Junkies.
Personally, I have my theories about this, but I read the text message first.
I know Valdez this morning goes, it's going to be an easy show. We can ask Stallion all about the JP incident with the kids.
I got a billion questions, as I'm sure biddies do, about the entire JP Stallion field trip debacle.
Now, I will feel bad if I'm forgetting what he's talking about here. All right?
Okay.
Gonna have to miss bit season tomorrow. I have to get fitted for my outfit for the funeral next week since my suit doesn't fit. Only time I can do it to ensure I get the suit made on time. My bad.
That excuse is so out there that you have to believe it. And secondly, all right, number one, is he getting fatter? Or is he getting
thinner? No, he's lost 30 pounds, he says.
All right, then why can't he get his old suit retailored?
That's a great question.
And number two, is this funeral for someone who he's dating?
All right,
That's mean.
Well, no, he likes the. So I just texted him who died because I clearly didn't care enough last night to ask him that. I feel like such a jerk. When he says the funeral, like I'm supposed to know who died,
like it's the queen.
Yeah. Hopefully, it's not someone very close to him. I'd feel bad.
Who died? His third mic on Bit Season.
Yeah, open auditions. Yeah. I can't depend on Clary anymore.
Yeah, it's like Stern. It's the Jackie chair. We'll come in, do an all week's audition, and then we'll let you know if we like you or not.
All right, but we don't need Stallion, even though he's our laugh track, makes us feel good, drives everybody else nuts sometimes, but I love having him here.
So do I, and especially today because, like I said, there's a lot of questions about the field trip, and I think we should jump right into it. It's two questions. It's twofold.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I think there's awkwardness on the part of Clary, and it just exacerbated the awkwardness when JP was in studio. Wouldn't you agree? They were feeding off of each other's awkwardness.
So he just texted back, a good family friend of ours. And I'll send the fake, I'm sorry to hear that. And now we'll proceed with the show. Clary's out. So it was a very... I have a lot of thoughts about this. You always say that. That's your line. But I'm going to steal it, and I'm going to say that. And the first thought that jumps to my mind is that AWOD texted me yesterday something about happening in the 6 a.m. hour. I don't even remember. And I said, hey, listen to the 8:45 segment. And then I called him back.
That's the segment where we're joning on JP, yes, and all that.
I called him back, and this is how he answered the phone. Oh, my God. Worst segment ever.
Worst segment ever?
That's what he said.
And why did Adam? Because I respect Adam's opinion.
So do
I. Why did Adam say the segment was
so
bad?
He said the story was too confusing. All right, I want the biddies to chime in on this on our social media.
I can see how it's very confusing, especially if you weren't at the office.
Right. So he said the story's too confusing. Everybody was talking over each other, saying that the other person was lying. He said none of it made any sense. Now, AWOD is a stupid person.
That's okay? Very true.
and I reminded him of that. I said, Adam, it wasn't that hard of a story.
Did you say your reading comprehension skills aren't that high?
Maybe he was distracted, but then he raised a good point.
Okay.
He said Stallion doesn't understand radio.
Okay. that's a huge accusation.
I know. And keep in mind,
especially for someone in radio.
Those guys have a producer rivalry.
Okay. I don't think they really do.
They have a bit season producer rivalry. Oh,
because Adam quit. Adam quit.
Right.
Left us in the dust for greener pastures.
And then I thought about it and I said, you know what? Stallion botched that whole segment. Okay. And let me tell Valdez why.
Well, the call-in.
Okay, call-in. And we'll get back to the beginning of it, but I'm all over the place. Stallion sat on hold there for 5 minutes, listening to the story of all of us pointing our guns at JP,
right,
saying how inappropriate JP was for bringing up a porno actress to a bunch of 16-year-olds, including females that were standing right in front of him. Clary gets on the air and immediately blurts out, no, EB, you're lying, right?
What's he?
He confused everybody.
Zero radio instincts.
This is why I wanted Stallion here. He should have known when the light goes on and you get a feel for the segment, we're all attacking JP. When you come in with your evidence.
JP's the inappropriate one.
No, but because EB said a zing about like how Clary also wanted to talk about it.
So he was defending his own honor.
Yes.
But
nobody cared about Stallion. Yeah.
Clary wasn't the focal point of the segment.
I know. He couldn't read the room.
Yes. Clary was like the afterthought of awkwardness.
Yes.
JP was the prime offender.
JP, the professional, the one of the junkies, the guy who should know better.
The one who's actually doing the Q&A.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is the prime offender, not the person who's bringing the classmates around.
So the more and more I thought about it, I was like, you know what? Adam's kind of right. That segment did kind of suck. Now, JP's the main reason that segment sucked. Okay.
Was it because he was Pouty McPowderface?
Yes. What is going on with JP? Why? And I love JP.
my line is, I got a lot of thoughts about this. Your line is, I love JP, but...
he was driving me nuts yesterday.
All right. In JP's defense.
No defense. No. Defending this.
If you're JP, how do you defend yourself? Because
you don't necessarily have to defend yourself in every situation, okay? And here's why.
Okay.
When it's so when it's a funny situation, and that All was right. funny.
It was funny.
JP trying to bring up porn in front of 16-year-olds like an idiot is funny. Okay? There's no reason to be defensive about it. That's when you kick in your self-deprecating humor. Okay?
Okay.
And JP is too literal, and he takes things too seriously to self-deprecate. It's his chief weakness. He can't get out of his own defense sometimes. Maybe it's his attorney brain or whatever you want to call it, where he has to always prove that he's correct.
So what you're saying is, if you're JP,
you're busted. You're busted. Okay.
Right. Instead of deflecting,
yes,
you're embracing.
Right, embracing the pile on.
All right. So then let's start role playing. Let's put you.
Of course, you can always deflect a little bit. Yeah. You buy yourself some time by self being taking some of the blame, but then you start your wheels start turning.
All right, this is how you spin it. If I'm JP, I'm thinking on the fly here. This is how you spin it.
First off, you laugh. There wasn't one laugh by JP.
You laugh and you say, you know what? That was the wrong move by me, but. But to be honest, I don't know what Stallion's known for. That is a professional zig right there.
I mean, Stallion came in the room leading the whole discussion. Yeah. I couldn't figure out why he was talking so much.
I don't know why Stallion was telling all of these people all of the ins and outs of radio. He hasn't done jack-ass with his career.
Right. Exactly. Okay.
That's how you deflect.
So the only
thing I know about Stallion is that he went on a date with Lisa Ann.
And then JP said, you know, I botched it. But that dummy, he also wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's the perfect deflection.
That's how you deflect.
Then all of a sudden we pick up on it.
Right. So it's all about shifting it around, laughing, changing, having a good time.
We have to change the launch angle of the guns that are trained
launch
on.
Launch angle.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you know what? JP's right. What is Stallion known for?
Okay.
Why is he leading this Q&A? What's he doing wasting our time at 10:30 on a weekday?
I agree with all that. But why didn't JP laugh yesterday? What happened to his smile? Okay? That was a fun segment. There was no reason. And EB, I got to give him, his radio instincts are off the charts too, because he knew about it, right?
Uh-huh.
Because he's the one who witnessed it. And you and me were pressuring him to talk about it.
Yeah.
And EB said, I don't really know because JP's not going to take it well. And I actually said, Eric, I told him, I said, there's nothing to be upset about. It's funny.
Yeah.
But so for some reason, JP
doesn't actually think we're mad at him or we
I don't
think
know.
Less of him.
I don't know, but he sat there, the classic JP with his arms
the
crossed.
Arm folded pose.
And then this is how you can tell.
He looked like a bouncer at Cornerstone.
I know. This is how you can tell JP's mad. He stops talking, okay? Which is the worst thing a radio host can do. Besides not having an opinion, right? But if you don't not talking, you don't have an opinion either. So he just sat there. He's stewing. He's sitting. And that's why Lurch said, oh, it's awkward in here.
Uh-huh.
It should have never been awkward. It's funny.
But hold on. Because this isn't the first time JP
has done this.
No. Not just stewed, but
go. Oh, brings up porno.
Brings up porno. All right. Because it's stuck. Because whenever Cakes is Rick or whenever Cakes has the face, I feel like it's a monumental occasion
because
it rarely happens. It's like Haley's comment.
Yeah, yeah.
Anytime there's real resentment or anger from Cakes, it's just you know. And then that's why the University of Maryland incident really stuck out in my head because Cakes was legitimately not mad, but he was just upset.
Mm-hmm.
He was upset with the conversation that was going on. Like, he didn't want to be in front of his kid in his kid's class at the University of Maryland when JP is rehashing the porno swap.
And I got to give you props. You felt out that segment. Here's what the listeners don't know. Valdez had the audio already pulled. He went back and listened to the segment and pulled the audio as proof that JP brought up the porno swap.
I was just waiting for the denial.
And JP denied it.
Yes.
If you listen to the segment, he said, did that really happen? Or did that actually happen? Uh-huh. And Valdez, instead of wasting 2 minutes proving that he was correct by playing the audio. You didn't even say anything. You said yes or something like that. But uh-huh. You could have, like, your radio instincts were off the charts.
I could have ripped out his soul. Yeah. And then it could have just devolved into a whole nother
right.
thing. But I let the moment of Lisa Ann play out
and standing on hold. No,
yeah, we could, yes. Instead of
so
instead
I want of, you. To, I want you to know that I noticed that.
Oh, thank you.
Okay,
I didn't make it all. I didn't make it all about me. Right, and what I
you didn't make it all. Yes, okay. All right. All right.
So you're thanking me for passing the rock.
Yeah. But here's also with JP. He always. There's a couple things. Whenever you drone on JP. He calls you a liar if you don't get every detail correct. All right? But JP was lying through his teeth during that segment yesterday.
I don't think that's what listeners know, cuz I feel like JP
lied. He was lying.
He
got caught in a lie
and he felt embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
He felt, cuz once he realized what he did,
maybe he shut down because he got caught in a lie.
That's also true.
And not because he was upset about the content that we were talking about. Well, because he got caught
In JP's mind, what do you think's worse? Being caught in your lying liar stage, mm-hmm. or being the show pervert?
I think actually now the more I think about it, I think the lying, because he's so strict on all the details
facts.
Yeah, and he calls you a liar if you exaggerate in the slightest bit.
I know. That's the worst part. You can have zero exaggeration.
I know. So he said, you know what? Let's play the audio of JP lying. Valdez is going to roll his eyes here with his audio clip in here. But I think context is important, Valdez. Let's play this clip of JP lying about Stallion and going through the tables.
JP wanted to tell the class why Ryan Clary was nicknamed the Stallion what he was most famous for.
No, I didn't mention the Stallion. I don't even know why he's named the Stallion.
All right, the point was you wanted to bring up the fact that he went on a date with a porn star.
Not really. I brought up the tables. Smashing the tables, the Buffalo Bills bit.
No.
Are you recreating history?
He's retelling history in the biggest way possible.
All right, there it is. There you hear EB yelling at JP, telling him that he's not being truthful. And in fact, he was insinuating Lisa Ann and Ryan's date with a porn star, not Stallion jumping through tables.
Why do you think, number one, why do you think he lied? Right, number two, mm-hmm. why do you think he brought it up?
I don't know why he lied. I don't know why. Maybe
just embarrassment. I think that might be the prime culprit. Just,
you know what? Maybe they're tied together. Maybe this is just. I'm just going to throw this out there.
Spitballing.
Okay.
I don't mind. All right.
So Kelsey, his daughter, does a lot of the Instagram. She's listening to a lot of the show now. She's watching it on TV. She's recording it.
Okay.
Okay. Kelsey, I believe, lives at their house. Okay. As she transitions from like a young woman to adulthood after college and all that, she's figuring everything out. She's got her very successful TikTok. Maybe he's embarrassed that Kelsey's watching. He's pulling a lurch that he doesn't want to be,
Okay, but she's 22.
I know,
immature.
But he doesn't. Maybe JP doesn't want to talk about, doesn't want his daughter to know about, you know,
some of the content of the show.
Right. Or the JP's bringing up sexy topics and then she's watching or something. He's embarrassed.
That's possible. That's completely
probably wrong, but that's a theory I had.
My theory is that JP's uppercut, I guess you could if you wanted to call it that. All right. Is that, and he said this when I was pulling the audio from 2015 mm-hmm. of the Maryland appearance. Is that I could see some of the students yawning.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Mr. Lightning Rod. Yeah.
So anytime JP thinks, like, he goes, "We're the fun, irreverent, goofy show, morning show. Okay. We're the wacky morning show."
Okay.
These people shouldn't be yawning, and mm-hmm. they should be guffawing at us. and we are so entertaining. Here's how entertaining we are.
Oh, you know what? That's a great call. You're right. Yeah.
All right. You guys are falling asleep. Let me hit you with some spice right now.
Because that also goes into what I said, that JP wants to be the cool guy, the cool old guy that's still hip with the youngsters, right? And so I said that yesterday on the show, which I think he dismissed or he didn't. Really,
I think it's possible. I also,
there's a lot of that where he doesn't.
So JP's bombed his eject button is porno. All right. He's trying to be saucy and seem like a mm-hmm. big shot, I guess you could say. But not necessarily, but I guess you wouldn't really be a big shot. But my theory is that whenever JP has to talk or give a presentation or Q&A with these high school or college people, mm-hmm. I think JP in his brain reverts back to himself at that period of time.
Oh, and how everything was so boring for him and he hates school.
Well, not just that. I think JP might have been super horny when he was. That's not what I was thinking.
Okay.
All right. And so he goes, "What do 18-year-olds like? Well, when I was 18, I loved."
Okay. All right. But of course, but if JP went to, I don't know, Cal Ripken was giving a speech to young broadcasters, wannabe broadcast 16-year-olds, right? Okay. And Cal Ripken starts saying, you know what? I remember when I was 16, I didn't care about baseball or whatever. I care about hot chicks. So let me tell you. And then Cal Ripken starts telling about the time him and his brother Eiffel Tower the chick
or something. Some chick from Bel Air.
Like, could you imagine? No, like he would never. No. That would never happen. No. Because Cal Ripken's a professional. He can separate what goes on in the locker room or what goes on in the air, yeah. and the product that people see.
Maybe it's also JP basically going, This is the kind of show we are. You know what I mean? We do locker room talk around here.
I know.
And also, do you think JP has taken the crown as pervious junkie?
I think he's, after this segment, he will, you know, no, you cannot knock off Eric. But he might be second place. If we're not involved.
All right. Most inappropriate junkie.
Yes. Most inappropriate junkie. Now, here's something I brought up yesterday, and I want to get your thoughts on it. It has to do with this. So JP embarrassed the show on social media. Okay?
Okay. That you're talking about Eric Bieniemy's caller.
I'm talking about the Eric Bieniemy caller tweet.
Yes.
So he put out this tweet, Jonan, on Eric Bieniemy's caller from the Junkies account.
Uh-huh.
If JP thinks something's funny, he should attack it. Like, absolutely.
Right. Well, yeah.
But it was so...
Work on it.
It was so innocuous. It's like Eric Bieniemy's caller. And then we talked about this last week, that he's trying to find, like, the bomb, the dope at the press conference, right?
Yeah. That's also the new thing, not just with our show, but I think in society in mm-hmm. general, well, sports media in general, is to find the faux pas during the presser and then point to it and then have that as your ammunition as to why the person stinks.
But what JP struggles with, he struggles to separate social media and the show. People who see stuff on social media aren't listening to the 620 segment. Well, you're off the cuff saying, "Hey, by the way, did you see Eric Bieniemy's caller? Mm-hmm. It was so large. It looked kind of weird." Or goofy, or whatever he said, right? So like, in context, it makes sense. But JP just firing off like one of his three tweets of the day, "What'd you make of Eric Bieniemy's caller?" gets the attention of all the Commander fans out there
that already hate the show.
This thing had like 200 comments, every one of them trashing the Junkies, calling us old, racist, out of touch, retire already. And it was a bloodbath over there. Okay,
all right.
Because there was like no context to his tweet, and
he you would think that he's just pointing it out there to Joan instead of putting the entire segment together where they praise it, where they praise him and everything.
So of course, JP, he was super defensive in all the, he replied to every tweet that weekend. Every response JP retweeted said, "Hey, we're just a couple ball busters on this show.
we're just having fun.
We're just messing around and all this stuff." First off, JP needs to take Zing credit.
Yes.
Okay. JP is firing off his individual zings from the Junkies Twitter account.
He can't hide behind it.
He's making us look bad.
Yeah, he can't because hide behind the show's account.
I know.
When it's your zing.
Because if it bombs, which that one bombed, unfortunately, for JP, uh-huh, it makes all of us look bad because it makes like we were all piling on
him. Yes. It's a group effort. The entire show thinks Eric Bieniemy is dressed like a homeless man.
Right. And so then it's the Junkies. I'll be honest. It's the four white guys making fun of what a black guy's wearing. It just is weird. And it doesn't translate to social media.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Believe me, the other three guys did not care about what Eric Bieniemy's collar or his laugh that JP played on the show. He also thought was funny. Okay. But you can't be, as I said on the show, "Hey, we're just the ball busters.
Yeah, right. We're just having fun. We're lighthearted.
We're so lighthearted. All we do is give each other a bunch of crap on this show."
Yeah, yes, and then all of a sudden, shut down.
And then when the guns are pointed at you, you shut down, fold your arms, and don't talk for 10 minutes. That's what ricked me about it. You gotta take the hits.
Got to participate.
Yeah. If you're out there throwing out zingers on social media and on the show, you got to take the hits too. And you got to embrace it. That's my
second semester in radio camp.
Right.
It's how to pull somebody else into your problem.
Yes. How to deflect.
Yes. All right. All of a sudden I mess up something. Mm-hmm. I mess up something on the board or, you know, whatever. I say, "Drab was distracting me. And he won't stop doing it."
Yeah. Valdez does that every single time.
What?
And I actually deep down appreciate it.
What? What do I do? Because
you deflect towards me and then you bring me down with you.
Of course.
But you can only do that on air. Off the air, you have to take your
licks. All of a sudden, you're a weasel.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very delicate system.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't realize. Also, I think that's might be one part of the problem. Not with JP, but in general, is the Junkies ecosystem, right? Is like, I don't know. They don't know how to turn it off. Does that make any kind of sense? Like they're just so used to talking to each other.
No,
that there's no differential between.
No, the other guys can. JP, I think, struggles with that. Cakes can do that.
All right, I was
Lurch can do that.
All right, I was just trying to throw JP a lifeline.
Man. And EB at times can struggle with it.
All right, but how would you? You heard how I would deflect if I was JP there. But let's put you in JP's shoes. How would you handle that situation where all of a sudden... All right, let's say you brought up something inappropriate during the meeting, during the field trip.
Okay.
All right. Let's say Drab was caught scratching his balls or something.
I don't even know why. Why was I even brought up? Why was I even in this meeting? The meeting was for the four of the Junkies, and you guys can't host a 15-minute Q&A without pointing and needing Drab and Valdez to come in there to relieve you guys to finish a conversation.
That is so impressive.
Thank you.
That was so impressive. That's exactly what I would do. He's like, "You need me to hold your hand through a meeting to answer some questions from some snot-nosed 15-year-old?
You guys have been on the air for 27 years. You can't talk to a couple kids about your career and what you think of it?
Yeah.
You need to point out my tight jeans or something like that as a distraction to make everybody laugh and take the pressure off you guys because you're bombing.
Hey, that's perfect.
All right.
I would just say, this is what I would do. I would say, "JP, can't you just tell them the history of the dumb show for the 400th time?"
Hey, you love doing that.
I know. You love doing that. You had to point to me That's a good point.
Also,
I want to talk about.
Hold on. One last thing about JP. JP struggling with aging.
Okay. That's
so. JP has a hang up about his gray hair. He always talks about it and off the air as well, right?
Okay.
And JP should know that nobody cares really about gray hair. Women definitely don't care. If you're bald, that's a travesty, okay? But if you have hair at all, it's like George Clooney, right? You get better looking with age. Women aren't concerned with that. But JP, I know, as he sees his hair getting grayer and grayer, he knows he's getting older. And so one of the things yesterday, he kept saying, these kids don't listen, but their dads do. And so he's having this struggle. Right,
say that again. These kids, the
16-year-olds in here, he referenced it many times that they don't care about the junkies, but their dads do. So JP's having this anxiety about no longer being young and cool like you addressed earlier, and aging into a different demographic that he can no longer appeal to these guys.
Okay.
So that's for also why he's going back towards the shock jock thing. Out of, I think, all the four junkies, JP, and I know him very well, is struggling with getting older.
Well, that's very deep. Hey, how long have you been workshopping that?
not at all. It's just something I've known. The other guys, it's more like just joking around or it's fun. It's more of a serious conversation whenever you talk to JP.
That makes a lot of sense.
Lost his mom a couple of years ago. He always talked about how his mom was going to live into his 90s. She passed away very unfortunately early on.
Well, it's like when the junkies had listeners who were, you know, 21, 22 years old, what was the show? We had porn stars in studio. We were talking sex.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing dating games, stuff like that. So I think it's all of a sudden we see young faces. Well, let's go back to our bread and butter when we were in 2003.
Right. And then we'll get into the next phase of that when Rom dies, right? Then it's like, getting old. Actually, we've been talking about Rom dying for 25 years. He actually died.
Can you believe we're in his will?
Hey, Big John finally had the massive heart attack.
I can't believe that heart was pumping so hard. Hey, what did you think of? Didn't it make you think of your field trips when you were a kid, too? Watching all of them walk through the radio station.
I never had field trips like that.
I didn't have any field trips like
not
that.
Not in high school.
We would never go to a radio station for like a field trip.
No.
That's also a
joke of a class. You were right.
I told you it was a joke of a class. And also,
did it look like, can I ask you, did it look like one kid in that class was into sports?
I don't think any of those people could throw a spiral.
It didn't look like that at all. That looked like some words gotten around, that's an easy A.
Yeah, easy eeny.
Yeah.
All right. I think that also, it's kind of, that teacher needs to be fired. Who's teaching that sports marketing class? I'm sorry, but if I'm going through Stallion to set up my field trip to a radio station,
I just remember what I wanted to talk to you about the Stallion in this class, and what. And I don't care what Stallion thinks. This is just about this. About never go through Stallion. Okay, he shouldn't be leading anything.
Right. Okay.
This is how stupid Ryan the Stallion is.
Oh, okay. I can't wait.
His radio instincts are 0.0. Okay. So at the end of the conversation yesterday, he kind of alluded to it. He said, one of the girls in the class is a relative of my ex girlfriend. Right.
Okay. Yes, he did say
that. He said, they already don't like me.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Okay. I don't know what happened. First of all, Stallion's like 24 now. He dated a girl in high school that he still is obsessed with. Okay.
All right, that's like a 6-year.
So weird. It's to be weird. It's time to move on, Stallion.
Hey, that might have been his first, you know.
I think it was. So this girl, so
sometimes you can't let that down.
And there's no chance anybody outside of that he doesn't want to know listens to us. It doesn't really matter. His radio instincts are terrible. The girl he dated in high school, her little sister is in the class. Okay, so she was probably like 10. This is why Eric said, and Stallion kept wanting to talk about it. right? Uh-huh. And Stallion was trying to make it seem like he wasn't trying to talk about it. He was. And I talked to him about this.
All right, so hold on. So what you're saying is not only is JP at fault,
yes,
but Stallion is at fault too.
Stallion's at fault for horrible radio instincts.
Okay.
Okay. And being stupid. And I love Stallion.
All right.
Okay. This is what he was trying to do deep down. He wanted to talk about it in the class. He wanted the little sister to hear
that
Stallion is banging a porn star, okay?
Oh, my God.
He wanted to make his ex-girlfriend jealous. He wanted the little sister to go home and tell her big sister that Stallion is dating porn stars.
All right, hold on. Are you just putting this together or did Stallion...
No, Stallion told me this.
Oh, he told you
this. He told me this off air.
He flat out said, I want her to be jealous.
Yes.
What is he doing?
Okay. And he didn't want to talk about... He didn't want to say that on the air. I said, you got to tell the junkies that tomorrow when I bring this up, right? So this was right after the meeting, okay?
Oh, my God.
And... He goes, secretly, I wanted to talk about it because I wanted to make my ex jealous that I was dating Lisa Ann. And I said, dude, that's great radio. And he goes, no, you can't talk about that on the air because her dad is a P1. And I don't want her dad thinking I'm still trying to make the ex-girlfriend jealous or something like that.
No, no. It's no. Stallion, yeah. I'm telling you right now. Lean into it. Just say, I embarrassed myself in front of hundreds of thousands of people.
I know.
Just to make you happy.
I know. He's an idiot.
He's such an idiot.
I know. So Stallion's got multiple things going on. He has trouble separating good content from real life and how to weave them together.
I think JP might be let off the hook a little bit.
Why is that?
Because
we just spent 30 minutes talking.
I know.
About him.
Because if Stallion is the one leading the witness in this, all right,
mm-hmm.
and he secretly wants this, JP's just giving him what he wants.
Okay, so you're saying that JP brought it up
no,
on acting?
No. I think like if we're with someone, if we're out together and I murder somebody, mm-hmm. you can be an accessory to murder.
Okay,
all right. JP's just an accessory to indecency.
So JP kept bringing it up because he could see that Stallion was excited.
Or Stallion could have said something to him about it, or Stallion wouldn't stop talking about it. See, the problem is that we weren't in the meeting.
I know, we were excluded.
So we could tell if Stallion really wanted it to end or not.
I don't know. Well, I guess
you know what? They're both stupid. Stupid in
radio.
Yes.
Stupid in radio. Always be fishing for content. That's your number one goal.
Hey, I walk out on the street and all I can think about is, can I use this on the show?
I went to dinner with Eric last night. He was in Aldi for his daughter's volleyball, uh-huh. right? The entire dinner, I'm listening to what he's saying, mining for content.
You're looking at what he's wearing.
Yes. Unfortunately, I couldn't come up with anything.
You're looking at seeing how much he tips.
We talked about lacrosse for an hour.
Oh, my God. No, it was
fine.
You know what I would have done? I would have folded my arms and not talked like JP during that.
All right. We've been talking about that for about 30 minutes here. So it's time to move on. If you guys need a pick-me-up, if you guys need any sort of energy, caffeine overdose.
You know what? If you want to start, before you start grooming your 12-year-olds, make sure you take some Don't Sleep Energy.
Don't Sleep. We love Mike from Vienna, started the Don't Sleep Energy Drink Company. Fantastic product. He's shipped us some more here. Everyone's drinking it. Also, shout out to Mike. I know he's advertising on Chad's podcast, my buddy Chad. So great things. Looks good on us if he's advertising another podcast, which means that...
Or he's trying to get his money back.
I think it's going well for him. So,
well, it's a great product.
A great product. Caffeine, taurine, B-group vitamins, everything you need in an energy drink. Use the promo code BIDDIES for 10% off every order at don'tsleepenergy.com. Drab.com.
I like to drink too, and Drab drags his feet in here to record the podcast.
No caffeine overdose with don't sleep energy drink.
Maybe the Illini should be passing that around.
All right, we'll be right back. We got plenty to get into here on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 74. I'm Matt Valdez with Drab T-Shirt. One of the bombshell calls that we've had in a while, I want to say, on the Junks happened today, Thursday, when Chris from Lorton called in. And in case people don't know, Chris from Lorton... longtime listener of the show, huge Caps fan.
Used to work in the golf industry.
I actually think I played with him once or twice.
I think you did.
Back in the day.
Chris from Lorton?
Yeah, he used to work over at Laurel Hill and play with him a handful of times. But he's out of the business now, and he called in to admit that his girlfriend of 4 years... who just started listening to the show after multiple efforts, I feel like, from Chris to turn her into a listener, admitted to him that she was hot for cakes.
It doesn't even sound possible when you hear it
coming
from your mouth.
Do you think Chris has a side business in radio?
Let me tell you something. Chris, you should produce Bit Season. Yeah. You got radio instincts.
Yeah. You know what? We got the Adam chair over there that needs to be filled.
Hey, listener of the year, Chris from Lorton, came in with a great life quandary that he needed.
How long do you think he was sitting on that, or do you think it's
a true story?
I feel like this is what I feel like. I feel like his girlfriend just started listening at gunpoint.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and she likes the show. She's, you know, she's taking an interest in what he likes.
You know how amazing that is.
And I, what?
I can't even get my wife to listen to the Junkies, and I work on the show.
Oh, well, I tell everyone I know to not listen.
I know.
The only person who listens is Wacky Jackie.
Yeah.
But I feel like this was like a discussion. It was almost like he was doing topics in his head, where like, who's your favorite? Like, which junkie's your favorite? And she goes, oh, my favorite is Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why do you like Cakes so much? He's so funny, and he's such a family man. I really like that about him. That's why he's my favorite. Now I think Chris had the aha moment in his head. All right. And he goes, you know what? Aha moment. Let me call in. Because also, if they're listening together and he's calling in, she's obviously going to hear that part on the show.
Well, at first when he called in, I was screened in. I said, are you telling the truth? And he said, I'll put my girlfriend on the phone.
Oh, that's check-raised you.
Yeah, so he did. He called my bluff.
Yeah.
And then, so she was there. She may have been listening to it. First off, great presentation the way he set it up, all the way into the drum roll, because the way he said it was, she has the hots for one of the junkies.
Yes.
And so then the guys all sat up in their chairs, then they were all excited.
Yeah, pick me.
And then nobody thought it was going to be Cakes.
I know.
And again, we all know Cakes.
Hey, let me ask you a question. This just came to my brain.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and this might be because I'm a pervert. Mm-hmm. Do you think maybe, like, she's so into the show now and everything, like, she was just, like, listening to her man talk on the show that they watched together, talking about her, and she's sitting there, you know, high on the hog.
Maybe. I mean,
you know, she's getting horny
hearing her man on the radio talk about her.
The show that she likes and everything.
Yeah, they probably had wild sex as soon as he hung up.
That's what I like to think.
Valdez is getting into his panty voice.
And my hands gripping my crotch.
Hey, why was everyone so, like J.P. Finley after the show goes, that was so awkward. I had to turn the channel.
I didn't think it was awkward.
And I was like, I didn't think that was awkward. I thought it was great, riveting radio. Cakes should have been more boastful.
I know.
Nobody think Cakes is going to sleep with a girl. Isn't it?
Cakes isn't going to be in trouble when he gets home from Amy. Hey, you know what we missed out on?
Mm-hmm.
And we so missed out on this. Is Chris, why don't you show us Eric wants to see a picture of your girlfriend.
All right,
Cakes, would you hit it? All right, we show him the picture of his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We go, Cakes, would you smash? And then he goes, yes, she's so attractive. And then I'll make Chris distraught.
You know what? We actually,
we blew the opportunity.
We blew it like Clary. Because you know what Howard would have done? He would have had her in studio.
That's
great. He would have said, come in on Friday. All right. At 9 a.m. hour, we'll have her in studio. We'll do this whole thing face to face. But at the very least, he would have put her on the phone. And then he was asked very suggestive questions to her. Yeah.
And then Cakes would have led, what about me do you like so much?
He would have said, have you ever,
have you ever, who's the most famous person you've hooked up with?
Yeah.
I'd be the most.
He would have said, have you ever masturbated to Cakes?
Hey, when your skinny boyfriend climbs on top of you, do you ever think about these love handles? All right, if Cakes.
If we screwed up.
Yeah, I know, we screwed up.
We thought that was a good segment. That was actually not a great segment.
All right, let's redo that segment.
We are right now.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Because, I mean, and, you know, I also like what Chris called in. He had something to say when the EB, I go, because EB goes, well, what does she like about all the other guys, right? What does she like about JP? Or what does she think about JP?
He goes, well, she
thinks he's attractive. Yeah. Like, they had clearly talked about the likes and dislikes of each character on the show.
They've obviously, she's gone through the ranking of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? Here's what we missed out on. We should have had Cakes talking sexy to his girlfriend, and then saying, "This is how I would wine and dine you. I would take you to dinner at 4:45, at a place that I get for free." Okay.
All right. We have two beers.
Yeah. Then we come back to my place for two light beers.
All right.
That I get from my man and Craig and Olney, right? Who works at the beer store.
Rich and Olney.
Rich and Olney.
All right. We head back to my place. I set the mood by dimming the light and turning on my Raiders lamp.
Yes.
All right. We crawl into my bed.
And then I shove my pets in the other room.
With my dog comforter.
He has a King Charles Cavalier comforter.
I turn you on. Yeah. I peel back the comforter.
You say, no. Why don't you straddle me on my Archie Bunker chair?
All right. Before you sit on my face, I put on my sleep apnea mask.
How horny do you get when you look at my naked picture from the Borgata? Does it titillate you that I can cream pie you after my vasectomy?
Hey, didn't we have a fight earlier on the show a few months ago about Cakes being the family man?
Yes.
And JP was angry.
Everyone was angry that JP is the family man.
JP was mad at me.
Yes, he was mad at both of us.
Right? I don't remember the details.
No. He was mad at me.
He was mad at me. He pulled me aside and said, I'm a family man.
I think it's because it was because of this dumb show.
I'll tell you exactly what it was.
Because I was all butthurt about it, and I wanted to quit Bit Season because they're all mad at us.
No, they're right.
Because which junkie would make the best cowboy? he said Cakes because he's a family man.
That's right. will you give some credit that we're not the only ones that think Cakes is the leader of the family men?
He is the leader.
He's the family man. Everybody thinks that.
He's the Dutton.
JP's the attractive guy.
Yes.
You know, the fitness guy.
Yeah, the guy who can run 10 miles today.
Not saying JP doesn't have a great relationship with his family. Of course he does. But Cakes is the doting father, the loving husband.
So yes, even women pick up on it.
Yes, that's why Cakes has all the sex appeal now.
Isn't it amazing what women want?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
What's the point of working out and eating right?
There's no point because they don't care about the superficial things that guys care about.
Hey, I would have thought, you know, I would have thought you would be her dream man because you're closer in age to her, probably, because we know Chris is in his 30s, right?
Give her time. She hasn't been listening long enough. She couldn't even tell us apart.
You're funny. Well, that was a funny line by Chris. You can't tell us apart.
He knows how to irritate us.
You just had twins. Mm-hmm. You're father of the year.
Thank you. I know. I'm telling you, she's a new listener. When she gets to know me a little better, I will blow past Cakes.
how are you going to do that?
Because I'm going to start telling more twin stories on
here. Maybe you should start doing that.
I know.
You know, cakes is telling on. I'm going to go get bagels and with Juliet today in College Park. You don't hear me talking about all my dinners with the twins.
Yeah. Why don't you start describing how you feed your twins? Yeah. If you're doing the airplane or not.
I'm going to. You're right. I need some more ADs.
That's prime drab sex appeal. Why don't you start bringing them in studio?
You know what? I will. I do. Yeah, I got cute kids. They're a lot of fun. How did Rom insert himself into that conversation? Did they bring up Rom like immediately after that?
Actually, that annoyed me.
I was out of the room, so I didn't even hear Rom. I heard you say something. Why are they talking about Rom?
Because Cakes being the family man and how much Amy loves Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Eric's only question is ever, when was the last time Amy got mad at you?
Oh, okay. And then he said J.A. from Olney.
Yeah, and then Rom had to text one of the guys that probably when I lent Rom money.
Okay.
Or wired Rom money. Hey, I want to give you props.
Oh, I love this part of the show. I gave you props earlier.
I know. I think you had the line / idea of the segment during that hall pass segment.
What was it?
If we were a true radio show,
mm-hmm.
we would be on the phone right now with a sex toy company making a dildo out of Cakes.
Why would we not?
And then keeping it in studio.
Can you imagine if we had that?
Of course.
Cakes letting us take a plaster mold of his Johnson.
Yes.
Okay. Rock hard.
Yeah.
And then we sell it to all the women out there.
Yeah, they're looking for security.
No. Here's what we do.
This is our million dollar idea.
Yeah,
all right, no. This is our million idea.
Okay. I got it.
All right. Just listen.
I'm on the same page.
All right. We market sex toys to women who want a stable relationship. All right. That just don't want to get banged by a 12-inch dildo.
Okay.
And we have a market. We have a market from it. The dildo has a backstory. All right. It's a family man. All right. has two dogs. You know, helps around the house.
It's a slow and easy.
Yes, it's a sweet sex toy.
Okay, it's not this thing you're gonna jam inside yourself. That's not where I thought you were going.
No,
I thought you were gonna say, let's get molds of all four of their Johnsons. All right,
and then you place an order, and then you
don't even know what it looks like. It's a surprise to see what. Yes.
And then we have three women try and rate or try and guess.
Or our some of our male audience might be into that as well, which
that's true too.
We are fans of, so we fully support that.
Yeah. We should have Rom come in and see if he can pay out whose Johnson is whose. Of course, you think I haven't thought about that either.
Big O and Dukes almost did that one time. That's how I got the idea. Mike Sprouse. Mike Sprouse was the overnight guy 20 years ago when I first came here, right?
Yes.
He was the porno guy. He was watching pornos all the time.
He would be the guy that JP's asking questions about. Yes.
So Mike Sprouse, who was like in his 40s or 50s at that time.
Yes. Being an overnight guy will warp your brain.
Yes. Just imagine the ultimate guy who you would see like at a porno convention, long pleather jacket,
wearing leather jackets,
mullet. I think
he has a mullet. He's got multiple necklaces.
So he had a subscription to Adam and Eve magazine, which was all just it was a porno magazine where you buy sex toys and all that stuff.
Heard the ads.
Okay, so one of their items in there was to take a mold of your Johnson,
right?
And then you could, I don't know, it was for your significant other,
or you could give it
to somebody. Okay, so we had the idea.
Anytime you're out of town.
Yeah. So we had the idea on Big O and Dukes to take molds of all of our Johnsons. I don't know. I don't remember what we were going to do with them, but we were going to compare them or something like that.
All right. But you don't like my idea of marketing Cakes as the man behind the dildo.
I don't think that's what women are looking for when they buy sex toys.
Chris's girlfriend
No, no, that, but that's the emotional connection. It's tough to feel an emotional connection with the sex toy.
We will corner the market on emotionally connected sex toys.
All right. You might be onto something. Put it in the idea book. Things that will never happen
after our pickleball tournament.
Yeah. Hey, Valdez and I, we have a lunch tomorrow for our pickleball tournament idea. So we're making progress on it. We'll have an update for you as soon as we can.
Hey, would you participate in this? All right, all six of us. We all have to get a mold of our penis,
mm-hmm.
and then we have him in the middle in the studio like that. And then somebody has to
match whose is whose. Yeah, of course. I would love it. Lisa Ann.
Yes, Lisa Ann comes in. She rates it. All right. And then ranks them.
What? No, I love it. I actually love it.
Hey, do you think, let me ask you a question. She's getting ready to come in down soon, isn't she? Is there any way we can set this up in a month?
No, NBC would never air our show ever again.
Well, I will tell them to replay the first hour.
It's a great idea.
How is it any different?
I don't know if the team's affiliated with us and all that. I mean, that would be salacious.
All right, then why don't we do it for Bit Season? We invite her to Bit Season.
All right.
All right. We'll have Adam mail his in. We'll
Stallion.
Have Stallions. Mm-hmm. And me and you. And then we'll have her rank them 1 through 4.
I just fell out of my chair. Yeah, you're getting me so excited.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then she ranks them. And then that's content.
Yeah, it's also content for us because we don't know what any of the other guys' erections look like. And so it'd be fun shaming someone else. Or deflecting. All right, we actually had a lot more we wanted to get to. We do apologize, Valdez and I. We will take blame for EB's microphone on Monday. That is our fault.
It's all our fault.
We're not deflecting here because this is it sucked. We realize we got a bunch of tweets about it. If he does it again, we'll have a fix.
Official apology.
We'll have a fix. But
this is our officially apology. We're sorry.
You know, EB had to get drunk with Vinny and Joe instead of coming home after a lacrosse game. So he did it from the hotel room and it sounded like crap. We are fully aware and it sucked. So we apologize, but we'll fix it in the future. Hope you guys had a good time doing the show with us or listening to the show today. And as always, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at BitSeason and have yourself a great weekend.
See ya.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.